The hall beyond was broad, its floors surfaced in permacrete rather than stone or some other pleasing material. And it was busy, trafficked by traveling parties headed to or returning from their shuttles, by miniature speeders hauling vehicle repair parts and battery packs, by beings from scores of worlds, many of them non-human. Despite his apprehension, C-3PO was cheered to hear so many different languages represented. They gave him a rare opportunity to exercise his multiple instantaneous translation faculties. But then R2-D2, rolling along in tripod mode behind him, had to ruin it by communicating a series of cheerful-sounding notes and blurts.
Yes, R2, he was big, and I suspect he meant what he said. Well, if we are delayed by circumstances beyond our control, we could very well end up in the crusher. Let's hurry a bit, shall we? Yes, a Wookiee could decide to play with us, pinning us in place until the Twi'lek came for us. It's unlikely. It's a ghastly thought. But it's conceivable. R2, I think you're having me on, and I don't appreciate it.
But if he'd had the throat structure to do so, C-3PO would have gulped. All the many ways they could be delayed beyond their 2-minute operating aperture, R2-D2's suggestion set C-3PO's mind racing, thinking of even more. A bolt failure causing his right leg to fall off, an impromptu parade cutting across their path, a malfunctioning set of blast doors. The possibilities were endless and horrible. The two droids reached Bay 2315, which was similarly guarded by two security beings, a horned, red-skinned Deveronian male and a gray-skinned man from Duro. They too performed a scan on the toolbox contents, this time with slowness that agonized C-3PO, and then admitted the droids. To C-3PO's relief, the shuttle from Dust Dancer was nearby, only one berth over from the doors. A male human mechanic was at work on the main thrusters at the stern, performing some sort of welding action that threw a glowing trail of sparks out to a distance of 4 meters. And, glory be, Saha was already at the foot of the boarding ramp waiting. C-3PO came as close to running as he could in approaching her.
Mistress!
Sayla, remember?
Saha glanced over the protocol droid's shoulder at the guards in the doorway.
Yes, Mistress Sayla.
Stand still.
Saha maneuvered herself so C-3PO was directly between her and the guards. She affected to open the toolbox and examine its contents.
R2?
Mistress, we're under considerable time pressure here.
Hush.
R2-D2 crowded in close. A small port on his dome slid open, and his spindly manipulator arm emerged. In its grasper claw was a silvery tube the approximate length of a lightsaber handle, but thicker along its length. Words were stenciled on it in black. He placed it in the toolbox and retracted his arm.
Everything seems to be here.
Saha's voice turned stern.
Don't let this happen again!
Don't let what happen again? Oh, yes, forgetting. Although technically it was not we who forgot, but your mechanic.
Which itself was a fabrication, since the mechanic had in fact not visited the Millennium Falcon at any point. But the lie was a plausible one.
Oh goodness, time is running out!
C-3PO spun in place.
Come, R2, if we're to avoid a fate even worse than being shredded!
Saha watched the two droids flee. She glanced at her mechanic, the Jedi apprentice Bandy Geffer, who was black-haired, earnest, and good with mechanical tasks, and gave him a thumbs up. Then she trotted up the boarding ramp. In moments, she had hit the button to raise the ramp to its up and locked position, and had shut the light partition door between the cockpit and the passenger cabin. She moved to the back of the cabin, shutting the sliding covers over the side viewports as she went. Then she opened small hatches, ones that should have provided access to luggage storage above the rear seats port and starboard. But these hatches showed emergency system backup controls, fire extinguishers, atmosphere, backup holocom. On the small keyboard of each panel, she typed in a short, encrypted command. The panels slid forward, revealing that there were horizontal coffin-sized enclosures beyond, enclosures extending aft even farther than the passenger compartment did, enclosures containing Jedi.